In the Sonoran Desert, the loudest animal sound you're likely to hear, if you're lucky, is the braying of a wild burro.
Do people ever give you funny looks?
When I walk my donkey? Yeah.
When Laura Merrill takes one of her adopted burros, Sugar, out of the pen, the other burro, Sunny, runs back and forth along the gate, desperately looking for a way to get to her companion. Sunny's behavior is indicative of the way wildlife experts say most animals treat barriers. They don't know how to get around them. That's why a proposed uninterrupted wall along the U.S.-Mexico border worries wildlife experts. Near Douglas, Arizona, Kelly Glenn Kimbrough's family has owned the ranch on the American side of the vehicular barricade for more than six decades. Though the Glens are Trump supporters, Glenn Kimbrough says they think this is the only barrier they need.
We don't want a wall. It isn't going to stop 10 people. We saw a funny thing at Walmart in Douglas right after Trump was elected. My daughter and I saw a truck with Sonora license plates going to Mexico with 12 ladders on it. And we were like, oh my gosh, this man's going into business.
The Glens are part of a rancher's conservationist outfit called the Malpai Borderlands Group. 23 years ago, the group was more concerned with preserving wide open spaces. Now, Bill McDonald, the executive director, says they have another focus.
I think we're very concerned that a wall would stop natural migration corridors for a lot of these animals. There's a big difference between a barrier that has gaps in it that allows wildlife to go through and one that doesn't.
Arizona Game and Fish Department officials say they're focused on wildlife populations and don't typically respond to individual reports of wildlife injuries. So when an injured animal is brought in or reported on the border, they must rely on volunteers. Cecilia Vigil, doctor of veterinary medicine in Yuma, is one of those volunteers. Outside a small aviary on the Arizona Western College campus, she cares for a red-tailed hawk recovering from poisoning. Initially, she didn't think he'd make it. Vigil worries more animals might not make it.
You put those walls up and they can't cross pollinate. They can't pass those genes and mix them up. Once you lose that biodiversity, it affects the population in very devastating ways.
Vigil is talking about fragmentation, or the splitting of animal populations, which causes inbreeding and cuts them off from their primary food and water sources. Numerous endangered species could be affected by a border wall, including jaguars. Three jaguars have been spotted in Arizona since 2015. Only seven have been documented here in the last 21 years. Brian Strom for the Yuma Sector Border Patrol isn't ignorant of wildlife's plight. He took part in the recovery program for one endangered species, the Sonoran pronghorn antelope. But Strom thinks the current barriers on the border aren't a major problem for wildlife.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And where we've done environmental impact studies, the right fence is in the right place to allow that to happen.
37 environmental laws were waived in order to put up the existing barriers on the border, including the requirement to perform environmental impact studies. Strom says the Border Patrol conducted its own assessments, but Dan Millis with the Sierra Club calls them window dressing.
Some watered-down environmental assessments have been written up and rubber-stamped. It's not enough to protect the environment.
Much of the border is shaped by rivers, so sections of concrete wall have led to floods in desert areas. And Millis says an uninterrupted wall would also cut off many animals' access to water.
For the Border Patrol to say that where there's a will, there's a way is really emblematic of how people respond to the wall, not wildlife. Mountain lions don't throw ropes over the wall. Deer are not able to construct a ladder and go over the wall.
For the Arizona Science Desk, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.